This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything there on the house. Again, freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Still talking about the war on drugs. We'll continue here in a moment with huge news from Mexico. But first, we go to the phones because you get to take control of the airwaves. It's Michael in Wisconsin on the Amplifier Only line. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Ian. How are you guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, did you know that five Democratic members of Congress were arrested today in Washington, D.C.?
I did not know that. What for?
Well, it turns out that there was a protest in front of the Embassy of Sudan, and these five congressmen were at that protest, and they got arrested.
For what, though?
It says in the San Francisco Chronicle, it says they were charged with disorderly conduct and unlawful assembly.
Unlawful assembly?
It's hard to imagine that would happen.
Wouldn't the unlawful assembly be completely contrary to the Constitution?
Well, yeah. I guess what they charged him for was not protesting per se, but for blocking the entrance to the embassy.
I see.
Hmm. That's no good. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you think it's the Bush administration just going after some Democrats, or they would have arrested Republicans had they been there too?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't even know if there were any Republicans there.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the sort of thing that they'd be at.
No, it doesn't. Michael, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know where to go with that. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah. I'm kind of flat-footed on it.
It's not a surprise. I wish I had it with me. I don't know where to find it. But there's a neat little document out there that actually breaks down the members of Congress, the 535 of them. It breaks down how many of them have been arrested in the past, how many of them have not paid off their credit cards, mm-hmm. how many of them are just all the criminal things that they've all done, and it's just an amazing and just elucidating list.
I saw an interesting list today of members of Congress. Apparently in 1984, I think it was, or something like that. No, I'm sorry, 1994, mm-hmm. all made some sort of a statement. It was some sort of deal with America.
The contract with America. This is with Republicans.
Yes, where they would not return after 12 years. They would only serve two more terms, and then they'd be done. Well, of all those people who signed the contract with America, 30 of them are going to be running again this year.
Hmm. Wait a minute. You're telling me politicians break their promises?
It's amazing.
Well, the term limit things, I don't know. The way I feel about it is, if we've got a good politician, and for instance, Jeff Flake of the Republican Liberty Caucus is breaking his term limit promise.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a good one that's making, you know, strides towards liberty or less government,
right?
Then heck, I don't want him to leave. Who's going to get in there? It's not like there's going to be a libertarian that's going to step in his old slot.
I see what you're saying.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
Well, now wait a minute. Ron Paul's been in for a number of terms, right? I mean,
contract with America?
I don't know.
I'm talking about people who specifically made a promise and are now going back.
I see what you're saying.
I would imagine the contract with America was with congresspersons, not senators.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Actually, no, it was both.
Okay.
There was some both, mostly Congress,
because
there were a few senators.
I believe Gnut led that, and he was the speaker or something like that. House Majority Leader.
Don't know.
Well, we reported on some news. We reported on some news from the war on drugs in Laredo, Texas. There are people that are just, there's just violence exploding all over the place, apparently because on the other side of the border, there are two rival gangs that are duking it out and killing one another over control of, well, the northern part of Mexico, essentially.
Wow.
Because there's so much drugs, so many shipments of drugs that pass through there. If one cartel has total control of the area, then they're raking in some serious money. Of course, the other cartel doesn't want that to happen, so you literally have a drug war within a drug war happening, and the Americans on the other side of the border are just getting caught up in it. People are dying in the streets of Laredo, Texas as a result. I mean, they've had 88 deaths already this year, murders already this year. That's a lot of murders for one little town. I mean, I don't know how big Laredo is, but for one place in America.
Yeah, it's a lot of murders.
That's a lot.
Isn't Laredo, Texas where the big thing happened with the that gay kid?
What, where he got beaten?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that it was. I don't know. Sorry, when I hear the name Laredo, Texas, I just violence comes to mind.
Well, just some final thoughts on that, and then we'll tell you the big news from Mexico. Americans don't even visit the narrow streets of their own town or their pretty plazas anymore, even though many of them have relatives there. Despite close ties of blood and affection, there is only a vague sense of what's really happening on the far side of the Rio Grande. The anxiety is being fed by an effective media blackout in Nuevo Laredo. Why? Well, because there was a machine gun attack on the newspaper office there.
Oh, my God.
Sheriff Flores says his sources spoke of a huge gun battle among the cartels in recent weeks with 15 or so men shot, but said that no word of the battle actually appeared in print. The editor of Laredo Morning Times, their lively newspaper, said she's heard rumors of the battle, but couldn't confirm it. She said Mexican authorities were unable to match words with action, despite the deployment of hundreds of agents and troops to Nuevo Laredo. The feeling is that Mexican authorities are just not in control. Now, here's the news from Mexico from Reuters. Possessing marijuana, cocaine, and even heroin will no longer be a crime in Mexico.
What?
If the drugs are carried in small amounts for personal use under legislation which has been passed by the Mexican Congress.
Wow.
This is fantastic news. I mean, fantastic for the people in Mexico. It's, I don't think, going to have any effect on us over here.
But I do.
You do? Sure.
I do, absolutely.
Why?
Because there are probably going to be some people that cross the border.
What do you mean there are going to be some? You mean some Americans
that leave? Mm-hmm. That absolutely leave. I think this
to
is
go
gonna,
live in Mexico?
Possibly.
So they can do drugs?
Who knows? There are definitely some hippies who have gone and visited Mexico and all that stuff. But the other thing about that is, what's that going to do to Mexico's economy?
Well, it's not total legalization here, Johnson. Let me continue before we start analyzing the economic effects. The measure, given final passage by senators, allows police to focus on their battle against the major drug dealers, says the government. And, by the way, President Vicente Fox is expected to sign this into law. So this looks like it's fast-tracked. It looks like it's going to happen. So it's good news for individual users. However, they do increase penalties for the dealers. As one presidential spokesman puts it, this law provides more judicial tools for authorities to fight crime, so they're going to increase the penalties on the dealers.
Sure, the penalties, but you know how difficult it is to find these big dealers? The only way they find them is by people rolling over on them. And
that's true.
If you can't arrest somebody who has a small amount and get them to roll over on somebody who has a larger amount, who has a larger amount, who has a larger amount, then, well, you're never going to stop it. I mean, that's their one way they work it.
People caught under the legislation, police will not penalize people for possessing up to 5 grams of marijuana. That's not a lot.
No, it's
5 grams of opium, 25 milligrams of heroin, and 500 milligrams of cocaine. People caught with larger quantities of drugs will be treated.
So half a gram of coke?
I guess.
That's,
yeah.
Like,
it's not much at all.
Not much at all.
People caught with larger quantities of drugs will be treated as narcotics dealers and face increased jail terms under the plan. See, the thing that's so silly about these proposed ideas to semi-legalize something or to semi-decriminalize something is, it's like living in fantasy land. What, you're going to legalize the drugs for the users, but you're going to arrest all the dealers?
Yeah, very strange.
I mean, at least they're realizing that it's fruitless and pointless to arrest the users, and that's good. That's a step in the right direction. However, just because you crack down on the dealers doesn't mean they're going to go away anytime soon. And as we all know, cops get corrupted by the war on drugs, and the same thing happens down in Mexico. There's plenty of corruption down there, too.
That's
so
plenty.
As long as
more.
The dealers have paid off the cops, they shouldn't face any trouble. But nonetheless, the penalties are increasing. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this and how it will affect Americans? Because not only have they legalized cocaine and
heroin and opium and
LSDs included, mushrooms, amphetamines. I mean, all drugs are going to be legal for personal use in Mexico. So probably going to be a lot of good tourism going on. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick. That one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online. freetalklive.com. The map is there. Listener map. Over 1,100 of our listeners from around the world have plotted themselves with a little digital push pin. It's totally free. You can go do it yourself, map.freetalklive.com. And I wonder if we have any listeners in Mexico. I haven't actually looked at that portion of the map recently because there's huge news out of Mexico today. President Vicente Fox is expected to sign a bill into law which will legalize or decriminalize possession of a very small amount of drugs. 5 grams of opium, 5 grams of marijuana, 25 milligrams of heroin, 500 milligrams of cocaine.
A half gram of coke.
LSD, mushrooms, amphetamines, peyote, all going to be legal to possess and use on a personal basis. However, people caught with larger quantities of the drugs, according to Reuters, will be treated as narcotics dealers and faced increased jail terms under the plan. And, of course, this was done apparently in response to the gun violence and the violence between the gangs that we were talking about earlier in the northern part of Mexico, which apparently has even spread down to vacation resorts like Acapulco. So the violence is just getting crazy in there, and so they've decided to decriminalize drugs. Under current law, it's up to local judges and police to decide on a case-by-case basis whether people should be prosecuted for possessing small quantities of drugs, according to a source in the Mexico Senate, which means that the cops get to decide based on if you pay them or not. That's essentially what that means.
Right.
The object of the law is not to put consumers in jail, but rather those who sell and poison, says Senator Jorge Zermeno. 53 senators voted for it, 26 votes against it, so that's a pretty healthy majority there for this. And you said during the break, Johnson, that you think that this is going to end up changing into more drugs. I mean, they're going to allow people to possess more over time.
I think so, because now that this has been legalized, you know, I don't know what your theory about the cops paying and whatnot. I think that that's going to end up being, cops are going to end up being more lenient. Because I'm sure that there are going to be some cops that use themselves. So if they catch someone with a small amount that just happens to be a little bit over, that the cops will probably just go, eh. Move along.
Right, so if you have 6 grams instead of 5, no biggie. Don't want to fill out the paperwork and that sort of thing.
Right, exactly. Lazy cops.
They don't really go into the details here as to why this really came about. They sort of, reference the violence, but that's really all they say. You know, I'm thinking maybe it just had to do with, and this is total speculation, I don't live in Mexico, I don't know what it's like. But I know here in America, we've arrested over 700,000 people per year in the past few years. Just for marijuana charges alone, I think on all drug charges, we arrest about 1.5 million people here in America. And so I'm thinking that, well, maybe the Mexican prison population, maybe the amount of people that they were arresting or harassing for drugs had just grown too much for the system to handle. Maybe they realized that. Maybe they came to the realization that it was fruitless for them to continue arresting and rearresting these people, that they weren't having any sort of effect on the amount of usage, and that they just finally threw up their hands and said, screw it. Let's let these people have their drugs. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231.
I think they're just willing to try the new, something new, because obviously the old stuff isn't working.
What surprises me is that I expected to see some sort of quote from a DEA agent in here. Maybe they just didn't call the DEA for this article. I expected to see a quote from some American officials threatening Mexico, you know, or, well, put sanctions on you, like they did with Canada with the marijuana issue. Marijuana was talking about legalizing marijuana, or Canada was talking about legalizing marijuana, and so immediately the DEA and the Bush administration started threatening them with trade sanctions. So we'll see what happens as a result of this.
But no sanctions came down.
I don't know. I don't think so. But no, what happened was the conservatives got elected in Canada, and they essentially flushed the legalization idea.
I see.
Let's go to David in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Rush Limbaugh would like them laws. He got popped again. He should have just got himself a medical marijuana card and smoked good bud.
Well, he can't. He was doing it in Florida.
And he'd still have his hearing, too, you know. His hearing wouldn't be shot on him taking that poison, man.
Oh, the hearing made his, the poison made his hearing go?
That's what I approved.
Yeah,
the
Oxycontin stuff. Eat out his ear or something like that.
I have heard that. I don't know if it's been substantiated, but yeah, if you do a lot of oxycodone, you could actually lose your hearing.
I saw the little gizmo he had in his ear, and I guess it's like plugged into his brain or something.
Really? Well, are you serious?
Well, it's stuck there somehow.
You would have liked them laws down there, but decriminalization is no good. That still feeds the beast. What we got to do is take the money away from the beast and make the money do good.
Yep.
What beast?
Government.
The underground, the cartels. Take the money away from them. Away from them. Put it on the table. Tax the crap out of it. You do something bad, do it under the...
Well, now taxes aren't going to do any good.
You see, I see the government as the beast.
You got to take the money. This money is just being filtered into the underground and makes corruption stronger.
Well, full legalization, though, would if we didn't tax it, if we had full decriminalization versus legalization, If we legalize it, the government tax it. That's just taking the money from one violent beast and giving it to another.
Well, at least we could keep an eye on the money, what they're doing with it, and make them do good. You know, we could feed them.
Well, we can't make the government do good.
You know, house the homeless.
It is a pipe dream to legalize marijuana.
If you take
it
is right now, if you take the sewer pipe out of the castle fills up with sewage. We can't swim around in the sewage anymore.
Quite a vision, Dave.
Yeah.
Quite an analogy.
My thought is that with decriminalization, what we would have is if we didn't tax it, we didn't have the government having its fingers into it, what would happen is that the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical companies would take it over.
Right.
And we'd have very clean drugs, and we'd have education, and there would be lots of social programs out there to get people to stop doing it.
Something has to happen. We have to take the money away from the beast, man.
Great point, David. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. Thank you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. He's right about one thing that he's definitely right about is if we were to even if we were to legalize or decriminalize marijuana or the other drugs, the cartels lose all of their power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they don't have an illegal product to traffic in, I mean, they probably still traffic in guns. I mean, whatever is illegal, they'll traffic in. But the more we legalize, the more we legitimize these products that are now illegal, the less powerful they get. They can't make any money if Joe Blow can grow marijuana in his basement, or Marlboro or Philip Morris can grow fields of marijuana and harvest it and sell it. The cartels are out of business at that point. 1-800-259-9231. Nathan in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey Nathan, what's
How
up?
How do you pronounce Wisconsin?
Wisconsin?
Yeah, okay, good.
You can pronounce it however you want.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I've got the real scoop on this Mexican drug thing.
Really?
I can't tell you how I know this information because I'd probably be killed instantly.
Okay.
But this is all a vast conspiracy by this shadow government working inside the U.S. government. It's this whole New World Order thing.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
These guys have gathered together to influence the Mexican government to legalize drugs.
Why?
Because then they'll be getting all sorts of dirty American hippies crossing the border to take drugs. And then the Mexicans will be saying, oh, no, all these illegal aliens are coming over and ruining our country and our culture. And then this shadow government can say, ha, Mexico, how do you like it?
It's a little turnaround is fair play, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, awesome. Nathan. 800-259-9231. I don't think I quite understand.
I think he was joking.
I think so, too.
It was great.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231, Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com, totally listener editable. You can go there and literally edit virtually anything on the wiki. All of the content there has been created by you, the listeners. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Go check it out. Hey, also you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. And if you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, I think we're pretty much done with the drug war topics for tonight. Of course, you can always chime in and comment. But, Manwich, you had some news about a famous libertarian book.
Well, I don't know that it's going to be a huge story or anything, but apparently Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged is going to be made into a movie.
Hmm. I think they've been talking about that for a couple of decades, haven't they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. It was mentioned in Variety magazine, and actually, I found out about it from Hammer of Truth.
Yeah, it's right here on Variety. That's the good news, though. The bad news is that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are going to be acting in
it. Why is that bad news?
I bet they're big socialists.
Why would they want to?
Here's the thing is, you could take Atlas Shrugged, and you could turn it into a socialist kind of movie pretty handily.
I've never read the book. So
I have. I'm just saying that I'm sure that that's what could be done. And if so, then people would say, a lot of
really?
People get to learn.
Let me just stop you down real quick and ask you a question. Have you seen the movie Fight Club?
Yeah.
Really? And you still, after seeing that movie and seeing the lead actor, Brad Pitt, play in that movie, you could still make the jump that he's a socialist?
It's possible.
When he played a nihilist movie as a terrorist?
And well, now, how does that have anything to do with socialism?
That movie was incredibly, it did not seem to me to be, he took a role of a movie that was very anti-socialist. Nihilists have typically not been known as socialists.
Well, they believe in nothing.
Well,
my concern is that this is one of my favorite books, and many movies have been turned in, many people learn about literature through movies. Not through the books themselves.
Right.
And they could learn about what... It could be a bad movie, poorly portray the book, because they're obviously not going to be able to do this gigantic 800-and-something page book into a full movie. I mean, it's not going to be word for word by any stretch of the imagination.
But you've got to edit, you've got to cut things out, no doubt.
And let me clarify that. When you said nihilists believe in nothing, yes, exactly. They're very anti-establishment.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Brad Pitt. I mean, I'm not a huge Hollywood follower or anything like that. I don't pay a lot of attention. But one thing I did notice about him was that he was involved in an internet campaign recently, about a year ago.
The one campaign.
Now, here's evidence to support that either, A, he's a socialist, B, he doesn't know much about government or politics.
Yes.
One or the other. Essentially, do you want to describe what the one campaign was, Johnson? I think you're a little more familiar with it.
It was a thing to push... world governments into stamping out hunger. They want to just basically, the whole thing, just go to one.org.
As I understand, it was they were trying to raise money to give to a government.
Yes.
I don't know if they were going to give it to the UN.
Well, I mean, they have a mission statement. The site's still up. That's why I was suggesting, just go to one.org and we'll see what their mission statement says. I mean, it's pretty clear right there on the site. I mean, they talk about the declaration, talks about what they're trying to do.
It's a new effort by Americans to rally Americans one by one to fight the emergency of global AIDS and extreme poverty. Blah, blah, blah. One calls for debt cancellation, trade reform, anti-corruption measures. Who supports one? It's a broad movement from every state and walk of life, more than 2 million people.
As though the government has the magic solution to end all the problems of the world. It doesn't. It just doesn't. And they cause most of them.
I'm trying to look
here. People just don't get it.
I'm looking at this here, and it doesn't say.
Well, I think what you just read was...
We believe that in the best American tradition of helping others help themselves...
Wasn't there a question there? I just saw you scroll past. Was how's it going to fight poverty?
Isn't our government doing more than anyone else? Don't Americans give more than other countries? Development assistance reflects the best American tradition of compassion and generosity. We could lead the world in saving millions of lives and restoring stability in the poorest countries to the world, especially Africa. The U.S. has shown a bold commitment to Africa and has roughly doubled assistance in the last 4 years. What they're trying to do is collect money to essentially give to the government to have them distribute to other countries.
That's a great idea.
Which is just a terrible idea. And so that because Brad Pitt lent his face to this campaign, he's one of many celebrities that have this little slideshow with them basically saying, join the One campaign. That means he either doesn't know much about what the program is, and it just sounds like a feel-good thing that he can get behind, or he really is a socialist. Now, contrasting that to, I don't know if it has it in this Variety article that you have, Manwich, but I saw a quote about this Atlas Shrugged idea with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie starring in this. I saw something about how Angelina Jolie has been reading Ayn Rand, and she actually made a comment about how she really likes how the individuality that was promoted in the book. So she had sort of a pro-liberty-sounding comment about the book.
Liking individuality is not pro-liberty.
Well,
I'm going to
take this on a new direction that's possible, is that, you know, a lot of people, especially recently, there's been a lot of libertarian media that's come up, and a lot more people are being exposed to libertarianism. I could see that definitely, easily, quickly spreading amongst the Hollywood crowd, in that I know that socialism and socialist ideas have been very popular in the past with a lot of people just because of democratic views, and there's a lot of socialist kind of just groups out there just spewing their views.
Well, it's rampant in Hollywood, especially.
And what I could see happening is I could see libertarian views spreading in a similar manner. And
that'd be fantastic.
And the other thing that I see is we've seen socialists just convert. Just snap.
We have.
Just to completely flip around, because socialists and libertarians in personality, if you give libertarians and socialists personality tests, very, very similar people.
Hmm.
Very, very similar people in all sorts of different personality categories.
I think that's a tough, I think that's a blanket claim to make. I mean, there's a lot of libertarians that come from the left. There's a lot of libertarians that come from the right. I mean, there's different kinds of libertarians.
I'm saying the extreme activists. The activist libertarians and the activist socialists are very similar people.
Well, sure, okay. Crackpots are crackpots everywhere. I get that. I mean,
I'm not talking
nice
about that.
Manwich calling activist crackpots. Those are the activists.
And
are the ones
then you're a crackpot. I mean, are you trying to say that about yourself?
Why are you attacking our listeners?
I'm attacking you with your big sign.
Well, no, our listeners, a lot of them are activists, and we try to encourage people to be activists on this show, because if you're not an activist, then you're a do-nothing, and you're not helping anything.
Look, you have to be awfully thick-skinned to be an activist. Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. That's a little crackpotty, to be able to ignore the rest of the human race and their thoughts processes.
What are you talking about? Ignore
the human
race? Do you
sit there? Do you have conversations with people where you go up to them and you talk to them about your personal politics?
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you feel yourself, you're nutty because you do that?
Absolutely. You should see the way people vilify me.
That's insane, man. That's insane. I think it's insane to be like the rest of America. What's crazier? What's crazy, to sit home and drink beer all the time and just ignore the world around you like they did in Nazi Germany when people came to finally knock on their door and kill them? I think that's insane.
Clearly, I am not with it either.
You know, and I don't think that ignoring the world around you is a very bright idea. I took a test, one of those stupid online tests recently, that asked all sorts of questions that were asked of people or whatever who were in Nazi Germany, and I got the result that I would have left. And there are not a lot of people who get that result.
And you might have been killed trying to leave. 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more about people and how clueless they are coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. You want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live? You want to be one of the first to know about it? Well, you should be on the updates list. It's totally free, of course. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, a moment ago you accused activists of being crazy.
They are crazy. They're fringe.
Johnson, you said something you said you wanted to clarify, and I'm not even sure what it was that you wanted to clarify.
Oh, I said, I don't know.
Threat.
You don't I'll remember in a second.
You don't think our founding fathers were nuts?
No. They wanted to. They were refusing unjust taxation. What's nutty about that?
Because taking care of your family and riding under the radar, very sane behavior. Sticking your head up so they can get chopped off, not so sane.
So you're saying that it's insane to stand up for liberty?
I'm not saying insane in a bad way, but it's certainly dangerous.
I know what I wanted to clarify. I had mentioned something about a test, that talks about people who would have stayed or left Nazi Germany during that time period. And one of the things that they found out, and they studied some of the people who left, people who left were scientists,
mm-hmm.
who left early. They left because they had a sense of what was going on.
They saw it coming.
Saw it coming in advance. And so they wouldn't have been killed because they left because they saw it coming. So
I see.
Yeah.
He got out before it got really bad.
Yeah, he got out before it got really bad. And I was thrown into, you know, as far as personality and whatnot, and just certain
well,
questions
were asked.
You're
going to have to dig that test up and post it on the BBS.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Try it.
I'll do that. Because, yep, I just, you know, and I see things now. I see things now where it's getting close to the time where getting time to move. Somewhere, something's got to happen.
That's why we're going to the Free State Project, of course, freestateproject.org, more details there. But I want to talk about this a little bit more, man, which is the suggestion that we're crazy or insane because we have the courage to stand up against tyranny. That's what you're suggesting tonight? I mean,
it's dangerous behavior.
You sound nutty.
People that practice dangerous behavior, somebody could call nutty.
Okay, so whenever there's some sort of slave master around giving you orders and you're a slave, it obviously is dangerous to rise up against the slave master, but do you really want to live the rest of your life as a whipped, beaten, pathetic slave? Which one's more insane, being a serf or being free?
I don't know. How do you think Kunta Kinte felt when he was getting his butt whooped by the slave master?
I don't know who Kunta Kinte is.
No, that's from Roots.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel that the founding fathers who started the revolution for this country felt not being drawn and quartered?
Well, they probably felt pretty good after they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, you know.
Well, you know, there's
that other side when, you know, you're right and history, you know, is written by you.
Sure. And there's been rebellions where they haven't won.
Right.
You know,
there have been.
I mean,
of course, and people lost their lives fighting for what it was that they believed in. What's really pathetic, Manwich, is if you believe in liberty and don't do anything about it. And look, I'm not saying that we've talked about activism before on this show. You don't have to get out in public to be an activist. You can do things behind the scenes. You can sabotage. You can monkey wrench. You can just spread the word quietly. You can still be active for liberty. You can still spread liberty without actually necessarily having to draw attention to yourself.
Could be a hacktivist.
What's that mean?
There's actually there's an internet movement of people who are hackers who are behind the scenes. They never go out. They never get seen because they're constantly behind security and whatnot. But they do things like hacking news websites, hacking government websites. Actually, there's a story that happened in the news recently about some guy who hacked into... He actually got caught, but he hacked into a bunch of government websites looking for aliens.
Yeah.
And apparently there's some
this
stuff.
This is the guy that really he hacked into our Department of Defense.
Yes, he did, and apparently exposed some things, and they don't want to talk about it. But he's now, after some of the things he's seen, he says he's absolutely convinced.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, I wonder about that.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, speaking of the master, one of our listeners, Manuel, he writes occasionally for LouRockwell.com, and I came across this today. Our master is very kind. Our master allows us to keep half of the money that we make at work. The other half goes to help other workers. They could get sick or fired, and thus the master would help them through our compassionate contributions. Our master protects our minds when we watch television or listen to the radio. We're very sensitive to profanity and obscenity, and thus our master takes care of our children and families so they'll grow up in a healthy environment. Our master performs marvelous public works. Oftentimes our homes need to be demolished so that a highway or a store or a school can be built there. This does not worry us. We are compensated and happy to accept our fate for the benefit of society. Our master has an extensive list of things that we cannot ingest. Only a healthy society can be a free society. When our minds and bodies are in unison with the master's desires, there is peace and cooperation.
This is awesome.
Our master looks out for our country and national interests by performing preemptive actions that neutralize foreign aggressors and diminish any desire for future attacks against us.
Hmm.
Our master monitors our conversations and communications. This guarantees that any potential threat is handled before innocent people get hurt. We're much safer this way. It's better to stamp out evil before it adopts human form. Our master cares so much for us that large publications of rules and regulations have been distributed among us so we can follow them for our own good. Our businesses can now thrive. Market failures are a thing of the past. We welcome any new guidelines and yearn to enact them immediately. Our master keeps all of the weapons, watches over us, and keeps us safe. We cannot harm each other now. Yes, our master is very kind. Let us go to sleep tonight knowing that we're in great hands.
It's great.
Oh.
Now, what's he talking about there? What's the master? 800-259-9231. We'll share something with you coming up that I encountered today. We were talking about people just being clueless about government and I encountered one of the most clueless statements that I've, well, ever come across. We'll share it coming up. 1-800-259-9231. It might just blow you away how ignorant it is. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you are looking to buy online, you've probably been to Amazon before, and if you haven't, well, where have you been? I mean, it's huge. It's they sell almost everything that you could possibly think of.
I was there today buying a book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com?
I absolutely did.
That's fantastic.
I'm hoping that, because I had to sign in or something like that, and I had to get my password sent to me, I was hoping that it didn't somehow mess it up from the thing. But it was only $5.
If you're ever unsure,
just go back.
Just go back to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just keep re-entering the site through that. See, that's what you do. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you straight to Amazon. But then anything you buy at that point, we get a percentage of for sending them the business. Simple.
On the tech side, it lasts for the entirety of your session with Amazon. So, you know,
right, but it doesn't.
If
go
your
for
session
long,
goes off because you've logged off,
right,
and you have to log back on, well, go through. You
know, just to be safe.
Well, I went on and I said that I wanted to buy the book, and then they wanted to know my password and all that stuff, and psh, I don't go on that often, so I didn't even know what email address I had used or what password.
It's supposed to be active for 24 hours. So if you go within 24 hours, if you buy within 24 hours of going to Amazon.freetalklive.com, you should be good to go.
Should have happened then.
So my lady was she's got herself a MySpace account, and like a lot of people with MySpace accounts, old friends from in the past will find you and send you messages, which is kind of the neat part about social networking sites. And so one of her old friends, who she's certainly not friends with anymore, sent her a message after viewing her profile. And I just wanted to share it with you because it just kind of was just a... It was stunning to show how stupid young America can be. This
perhaps,
came from a...
Perhaps ignorant's the right word.
Really ignorant. 20 years old, this the girl is that wrote this. Says, "Hey, chica, what's up? It's been a long time, so I wanted to say hey." Hey, spelled H-E-I. "You look like you are doing good. What's with the freedom? LOL, I'm dumb." Dumb spelled D-U-M. "What does that mean?" Spelled D-A-T. What?
It does make one skin crawl.
Yeah, it's just disgusting reading this. "What's with the freedom? LOL, I'm dumb. What does that mean?" What do you think this girl would say if you asked her, "Well, what does freedom mean to you, sweetie?" What would somebody who spends all of their time watching MTV, getting wasted, and going to their piddly little job think about freedom?
Well, I would think that the definition of freedom is easy. It's being able to do what you want to do.
But what would they say about it? What would that person like that have to say?
I think they would use that definition.
What does freedom mean to you? It means I can get drunk with my friends on the weekend.
Okay.
Every night.
Okay.
It means I can go to the tanning salon.
Is it sad that I sit here and just think it doesn't really matter what that person thinks because they're ineffectual and useless?
Well, no, it doesn't matter what they think. I just thought
as long as they just, you know what? This brings me back to my idea of what needs to happen every voting campaign. Listeners, pay attention. Every time that comes time for people to go out and vote, you always see in the media these get out and rock the vote campaigns.
Yeah.
I want everyone here to be aware of their right to vote. And tell everyone else, don't do it! Campaign to tell everyone that voting is a waste of time. Anyone who's stupid enough to believe you doesn't deserve their vote.
Great point. Stay home, dummies.
Tell everyone to stay home, you dummies.
800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't want people like this voting. You get drunk, okay?
Tell them to go get drunk. Get them drunk the night before.
Hour 3 is on the way. We're going to talk the environment. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like